go back to our agenda then. In fact, before we started, I forgot to mention that we have had two or three apologies. Mr. Blanche, Zulu, and Magwanya.
Hi.
Huh? Mangani. Mangani. That was an apology to communicate. So just for purposes of record. Then let us go to item number 3, consideration of committee annual activity report. That was circulated, and then we asked for comments, and then we have received none. I don't know whether it's time now to adopt that report. Hello.
Thanks, Chairperson. As you know, we did spend some time on this last year, and you did ask for people to respond to you because it was very pressurized in terms of the time. I'm a bit confused. Is this the same report that we were asked to circulate responses to? Because I don't really understand what the rush was then, because now in February, I recognize the chairperson's overview, but we had a lot of text at the back where we, for example, unless it's not the same report, but we actually identified a lot of problems which we thought we'd like to look into, and I don't see that anymore. So maybe I'm getting confused, maybe this is a different report. But it seems very different to the one that we did at some haste at the end of last year.
The report we saw starts at page 3, mandate of the committee. What we had not seen was the chairperson's overview.
Thanks, Chair. I think the confusion is that the one we dealt with last year was the budgetary review report, and this is the annual report.
This is the annual report that happened last year.
Chair, in other words, this one in front of us is the activity report of the committee. What was the portfolio committee doing the whole of 2010? So that is the report. Because in terms of the rules, all committees are required to, once we complete the year, and then we present it to the National Assembly our activity report once per year. So this is that attempt for us to report it to the NA that this is what the Portfolio Committee on Tourism was doing the whole of 2010.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, in fact, we had a budget, we requested for funds, and now it's time to account. Now this is how we account. If something is untrue, say it is untrue. If it is true, then approve of it. But it's just a matter of principle that if you receive funds for activities, you've got to report on those activities. And it is the rule of parliament, but it is also something that we have to do.
When I looked at the report, I could see that it was just a reflection of what we've done for the whole year. As a result, I move for adoption of this report.
Okay, there's a mover. a very, very short report. The rest is just a tabulation of the what happened on the exam day. So it's not, it looks lengthy, but it is not.
What are you expecting from us,
Captain? There has been a mover, and then I'm expecting
the second. Yeah. Okay, I would like to, but just to find out, actually, I know I should have found out this earlier on. Why are we still speaking of estimated costs? This is a report of activities that have happened.
Page
7.
It's estimated cost. What are the actuals?
No, I was looking at, yeah, it's still the same. No, my question is, why do you call them estimated costs if this is about activities that have actually happened?
First row, page 7.
It's from page 9.
Estimated cost.
Oh, it's
page 7.
I just dialed it to page 7. Let us see. I'm looking at the old one.
Okay.
Yeah, the current one is page 7.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question is whether we did not add up and come with an extra figure.
That's how the framework we have been provided by the committee section. I think Mamunjwale is correct. We should be deleting that estimated and say the actual to the actual cost.
So let us, because now you say it is your template, let us mark actual and minute that this should have been actual rather than estimated, and minute that one, so that you can inquire from the management.
Estimated cost. Okay. It's also estimated cost.
Besides that, are there any other inputs? Let us second then, so that we can think where we can. I've read this report, except when I did not notice that the estimated cost, but and there were. In the concluding remarks, there was this conclusion, as we continue to celebrate 15 years of our democratic parliament, we should take pride in the significant achievements we have made in attaching to democracy in the country. If we approve now, we've got 5 minutes left. You see, he said that it was given as a template.
Yeah.
So I said that he should change it, but also minutes that we agreed that it should be changed. So that if it is not changed, then it is in our minutes that we say it should be changed.
Thank you.
Then let's go to the next item of the agenda. Consideration of the minutes of the 18th of January 2011.
I propose we adopt the minister system. That's simple and straightforward. I like that.
Yes, any second there? Okay, it was President who proposed to ask the question whether committees, it is a committee week from the 1st to the 8th of April or not. But here since then, our answered, but and this thing has been clarified to her.
I provided that response to her.
Yeah.
In fact, the question helped us because according to the initial version of the program that we received from the House, it was a committee period. Then subsequently, later on, they changed the committee period to a constituency period. So that period will be a constituency period.
The next item is to discuss about closure.
Okay. Last thing. I'm sure members will recall sometime late in 2009, there was an oversight that was undertaken by the committee together with the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. Subsequently, a report was compiled, considered, and adopted, and was approved by the National Assembly. Later on, those findings of the committee were sent to the executive by the Speaker of Parliament. Now, members will see in on your desk, I tabled the executive response with regards to our findings as a joint committee that we are receiving from the Minister of Home Affairs. So I wanted just members to understand where this document in front of you is coming from.
Okay, thanks for putting that. So we have responded the department.
The Home Affairs has responded.
Yes, from the Home Affairs. But we have written a letter thanking them for the call. To be copied to the minister and then sent to the PG. Okay, the meeting is over. Thank you.
That concludes the business of today, the afternoon journey.
Okay. Captain, you are not seconded.
Okay.